Quiet Mind, Day 50. My stuff? Myself. How the ego hides inside your closet, your car, and your credit card bill. Let's be honest, most of us treat the world, my, the word my, like it adds magic. My phone, my car, my house. Suddenly these objects feel like extensions of our personality. But underneath that everyday grammar is a deeper truth. The ego has hijacked our sense of self. It attaches me to things and builds a fragile identity around them. The ego isn't evil. It's just deeply confused. And it's entirely built on the past, wrapped around memories, culture, and whatever shiny thing caught our eye last. Take a child and a toy. It doesn't matter if it's a carved stick or a $500 robot. If you take it away, the child suffers not because of the object, but because of the word mine. That tiny word creates a structure in the mind, identification. From the Latin roots, meaning to make the same. Identification means we merge ourselves with the object. It becomes us. And just like that, the ego grows. This isn't random. The ego thrives on identity, and in a world full of stuff, that means things. Advertising, knowing this, game, well, they sell us more than products. They sell us personas. Want to feel young, bold, rich, attractive, eco-conscious, elite? Just buy the right sneaker, car, coffee brand, or wrinkle cream. Even dead celebrities are brought back to life to sprinkle borrowed glamour on your new watch. But what we're buying isn't function, it's fantasy. And that fantasy costs more than money. It costs clarity. So we keep buying. Why? Because it never works. You don't find yourself in things, you get lost in them. The satisfaction fades and the chase begins again. And so the consumer treadmill spins. More stuff, more shopping, more shelves, groaning under the weight of forgotten purchases. It's not just wasteful, it's spiritual confusion in bulk packaging. To be clear, things aren't the enemy. We need homes, tools, clothing, phones. Objects can be beautiful, meaningful, and practical. We, on the other hand, tend to treat everything as lifeless background unless it's hyped by influence or status symbols. We've stopped seeing the soul in the world and replaced it with brand logos. And yet here's the trick. If you use things to build your ego, they lose their true beauty. Ego turns possessions into attachments, and attachment turns into obsession. That obsession fuels a global economy built on endless growth, like a cancer cell multiplying without knowing it's destroying its own host. We even invented terms like negative growth to avoid facing the truth. Endless expansion isn't sustainable. It's dysfunction dressed up in economic jargon. If you're constantly surrounded by stuff, ask yourself, do you really need more, or are you filling a void? When you lose touch with your inner life, you try to fill the gap with objects. But things can't reflect your essence. Only your awareness can do that. That's why one of the most radical spiritual acts today is to investigate your relationship with my. Try this. Watch how you talk about your things. Does that new car make you feel more important? Do you drop references to your vacation home just a little too casually? Does someone else's wealth stir envy or inferiority in you? Do you feel a pang of panic when something you own gets scratched, broken, or taken? That's the ego crying out, but that was me. And in that noticing, you open a door, because once you can see how much identity you've packed into my, you can start unpacking. And when you no longer need your stuff to tell you who you are, you're free to finally enjoy it. Not as you, but as something real, alive, and separate. Not my, but simply a part of my life.